Welcome to Family Talk.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson, along with our host, psychologist and best-selling author, and my dad, Dr. James Dobson. And, Dad, as you know, we're in Holy Week and only a couple of days away from Good Friday and Easter Sunday. This is the most important time of the year for Christians of every denomination, and we're going to celebrate what Christ did for us in a very special way.
It never becomes old, does it?
It doesn't.
Just the story of Christ coming to save us from our sins. Mm-hmm. I mean to tell you, this is a very special week. And right now, I am sitting next to a couple of creative superstars that many of our listeners will know about, because Mark Burnett and Roma Downey created the Emmy-nominated miniseries, The Bible. And they're getting ready to launch the follow-up series titled AD, The Bible Continues. It's pretty appropriate that we address such a subject on Easter Sunday.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, The Bible was the most viewed miniseries in history. A record 100 million, just in the U.S., 100 million people here saw it, and then it's all over the world.
Yeah, how many countries? I said that we were with a couple of great people. Let me introduce them again. Mark and Roma are with us, and it's a delight to have you here. Thanks for coming.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for having us. We are thrilled to be here.
All right, let's talk about the Bible. Mark, kind of give us a rundown on what the success of that series was.
Yeah, well, in terms of pure numbers, as you mentioned correctly, 100 million people in America watched the Bible series over that five-week period. Mm. A great fact is in Canada, it premiered up against the first night of the National Hockey League, and the Bible beat hockey.
Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
In Canada?
Yes, which is amazing.
That would be like going up against the World Series or, you know,
Super
opening
Bowl.
Day, Super Bowl. Super Bowl. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves. I'm not sure we'd be beating the Super Bowl. But, you know, around the world, it did great. In Australia, in Europe, South America, in places like South America and Spain, it did like a 30 share. That meant 30% of the entire nation watched in those countries. So it's been a phenomenal, resounding success. But Roma often mentions that on a more personal level, there's even more of a different kind of success, right, Roma?
Yeah, I think that we have heard from people all over the country how it brought many friends back to the Lord. Uh-huh. It was, you know, sometimes it's hard to invite people to come to church with you. Sometimes people aren't that open to it, mm-hmm. but here was an opportunity to invite someone to your home to watch the Bible on television. And our job as filmmakers, as Christian filmmakers, was to find the ways to open the heart through creating an emotional series and presenting characters in a human way, remembering they didn't mm-hmm. know they were characters in the Bible. They were just people like you and me struggling with the things that we struggle
it's
with.
So very well done.
Oh, you know, so we know that it opened a lot of hearts. It brought people closer to God, and that's the real success of
it. Talk about the exposure that you got. Oprah came and did several programs on it.
Yes, we've known Oprah for a lot of years, and Oprah called up and said, "Wow, I'm loving the Bible series." She was tweeting, and Oprah said, "You know, I want to come out to the house and spend an afternoon with you." And she created a one-hour interview show wow. about the Bible phenomenon with Roma and myself, and it was just it was great. It just what really happened was that the Bible series entered the American consciousness.
Yeah.
That even people who didn't go to church and not going to go to church still heard of others referring to the Bible series and thought, I need to tune into History Channel and find out what the fuss is all about. And many of those people got affected by the Holy Spirit and discovered Jesus.
Who helped you get that message out? Hannity was one of them, wasn't he?
Yes, Sean is a good friend to us and actually gave us a whole hour on the program to discuss the show. And, you know, we were really impressed with the bigger conversation that began in the nation. And I think that it encouraged people around the water cooler the mornings after to be in that discussion. It encouraged families around their own kitchen tables. And people were talking about God and the role that God plays in our life.
Mm-hmm. How is this different from other successes? I mean, Roma, you've been on Touched by an Angel and so many things. Mark, you know, Survivor, The Voice, Shark Tank. And yet this, to me, would be a little overwhelming because people's lives were changed. You know, it's all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, from the very beginning, Roma and I realized and accepted the responsibility that comes with this, because it's not just any story. It's not just some book. It's the book which talks about the creation of the world. It's a book which is the faith of billions. I mean, millions died for this story, but billions live for it. And it's also a book that is the foundation of our laws, our moral code, our society. Arguably, America may not exist today were it not for the Bible and people leaving the oppressive culture of Europe to try to find a new world with the book. And so we understood the responsibility. And one of the first things we did was assemble a team of advisors. And we've carried that same philosophy on as we continued the Bible this year with AD, The Bible Continues.
All right, that's where we're going today, because we're going to pick up essentially with what you did in that previous series, and it's called AD.
The Bible Continues. It's a continuation of what, when it ended, so many people were, oh, I wish that hadn't ended. I so enjoyed that with my family, and we felt the same way. Mm-hmm. And so Roma and I talked about it and realized that the birth of the early church, which is essentially in the Acts of the Apostles and the Epistles, what was going on in those few decades literally changed the world. And what a great tableau on which to build a television series.
And we only had 10 hours to bring the Bible to television. You know, we wished we'd had 1,000 hours. And so what AD, The Bible Continues, has allowed us is an opportunity to take a deeper dive, but into the story of the book of Acts. So on Easter Sunday, when you tune in to the show, the series will reset our story at the crucifixion of Jesus. Yeah. But of course, the story doesn't end there. This is just the beginning. Mm-hmm. Easter Sunday will also focus on the resurrection of Jesus. And then for 12 Sundays, AD will take you on a journey with the remaining disciples through the tumultuous times that they lived, through the danger of those times. We will show you the Romans, the cruelty of that Roman regime led by Pontius Pilate. We will show you the political tension from the temple authorities led by Caiaphas. You will be introduced to the zealots, who were the rebels of the time, who were choosing a violent way for freedom. You will see the Herods and the you know, and the craziness of their family. And then, of course, the heartbeat at the middle of AD is the disciples with their bravery and their courage. And the star of the whole show is the Holy Spirit.
To compare the Bible with AD, maybe this will help. It consisted of 5 episodes, right?
Yes.
All right. This one's going to be 12. The Bible was on cable television. Nothing wrong with cable.
The History Channel is a great channel.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. But the AD series will be on NBC.
Yes.
And it'll be 12. Mm-hmm.
Sunday nights.
Unbelievable.
9, 8 central
How did
on NBC.
You make this happen.
Yeah.
The Lord had to have done it, didn't he?
Absolutely. God is all over this.
You should see their faces. I can see them right now. When he asked that question, they both light up because obviously, you know, mountains had to be moved. Network TV, NBC, primetime, Sunday nights. Yeah. That's a huge...
This has never been done before, has it? Anything like this?
No.
But what's great, I think the Bible series helped a shift in the consciousness of the secular community to realize, okay, this is a huge story. It's a very broad story. You know, probably 150 million Americans a month go to church. And therefore, in the same way that the nightly news, The Voice, our singing show, the NFL, the Bible, this is a broad story mm-hmm. that actually is received and desired by an enormous part of our population. And hence, what's happening is what should have happened years ago. It just happens to be the time is now. It's God's timing.
Yeah.
NBC is not exactly an evangelical organization. Why would they invest so heavily?
Well, I think they are in the ratings world, though. And I think the fact that the Bible series had such a phenomenal viewership, you know, that here's an opportunity to reach a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I think it's clear this is an underserved portion of our audience. And I think it's clear that there's a hunger for this kind of content. And not since Touched by an Angel was on the air 10 years ago has there been a show that features front and center, you know, the Spirit of God, that takes a position that there is a God, that He loves us, that He wants to be part of our lives. And I think an audience has spoken up and said, yes, we want to watch this kind of programming. And we feel so grateful that NBC heard that and that have allowed us the opportunity to present our series with the potential of reaching millions of people.
Sure. How was it for sponsors? Was it hard to get sponsors or were they just jumping at it?
Well, on the Bible series, certainly all the commercials were sold out in the beginning before it came on. And certainly those remaining spots where there always ends up being a thing called the scatter market where there's extra commercials, they were snapped up at high prices on the Bible series. And I'm sure AD is completely sold out or selling out.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Because in the end, remember, listen.
It's viewers. That's
everyone in this room and probably listening are Christians. So there's a reason we like this and are drawn to it. We wouldn't care if it was for one person. We'd still be making it. But, you know, we're dealing in a commercial television environment where there's a lot of money invested and NBC are totally rightfully so to get their return on their investment. And that comes down to numbers. And in the end, it's commercial TV and it's the sponsors who are selling products and the eyeballs are tuning in. And as we said, it's a broad audience. I mean, Christians watch football. Christians watch The Voice. Christians buy cars. Christians go to the movies, go on vacation. It's the same as every other segment of society.
Also, you know, we have three kids at home. And when we left for Morocco to begin filming, we were told very strongly by them to make sure that the show wasn't corny, that it wasn't hokey, that it was presented in a way that would be accessible and relatable and that it would be cool, you know? So on the one hand, it was important that we tell this story accurately, but these people don't look like they've stepped out of a dry cleaner's.
Right.
This isn't some, you know, old donkeys and sandals show. This is like a show for the ages.
Oh, yeah.
Because our hope is that it will reach, you know, young people in particular, that it will draw people in. And our job is to open the pathway to the heart. And when the heart is open, grace can move in.
See, that's what I appreciate about what you're doing, because there is such biblical illiteracy in this country at this time. People don't know the Bible. They really don't. And young people especially have not, for the most part, been brought up like Ryan and I were, and most of the people, as you said, here in this building. But there are those who will be introduced to concepts they have never heard before, and mainly the presence of the Holy Spirit. You mentioned that as a feature of the series, mm-hmm. that God cares about you. He That's loves right. you. And Jesus came to die for us, to atone for our sins. What a great concept mm-hmm. for a lost generation to hear.
Well, it's coming along at a time where people are desiring answers. You know, when the economy goes down and we've got questions of, why am I here? Why was I born? Do I have a purpose in life? Is there a God? Does he love me? Where do I go when I die? Those are prevalent questions. As I listen to podcasts and radio out there, I hear interviewers talking about it. I hear guests talking about it. And I'm telling you, you did your kids justice. Mm-hmm. I've seen the first episode, and I was just taken aback at the scope. I mean, this is like...
Ryan, you had tears in your eyes when you came in to show me
I did.
That first series
yeah.
because it begins with the crucifixion.
Oh, I'm telling you. Well, and one of the early scriptures that's used is one of my favorites. This Pilate's talking to Christ, and he says, "This for this reason I came to the world, for this reason I was born, to testify to the truth." I'm telling you, I get goosebumps talking about it. He said that, and I just thought. And then Pilate says the question that's on the minds of everyone today, what is
truth?
Yes. And then he reflects on it again because he's struggling with that. What is truth? Oh, my goodness. It's just brilliant. It's yeah. not hokey. It's not cheesy. The acting is superb. The cinematography is good. The music is fantastic.
Well, it deals with the meaning of life.
That's right.
Really what it comes down to. You all are so gifted in the way you presented it. Mark, you are the producer?
Yeah, we both are.
Are you the director?
No. Roma and I are both producing it, and we had a series of directors because we had a total of 5 directors over the 12 hours. And, you know, it's still filming now. It's just finishing this week or last week in Morocco. So that would have been 7 months or something like
wow.
that in Morocco total. It's a very big undertaking to pull this off. And a wonderful crew of about 400 people laboring. It took, separate of the crew, it took a team, 500 craftsmen, just to build the Jerusalem and Temple set. It's the largest yeah. freestanding set in North Africa.
The set is so big that some days on the way to do a scene, we were getting lost because here we have the temple and the same set is providing us with streets for Jerusalem, streets of Damascus, streets of, you know, all over Galilee. And once you fill it with extras and camels mm-hmm. and donkeys and goats and chickens and fruit and vegetables and atmosphere, it suddenly transports you to a whole other world. We've also assembled an amazing cast for the series, a cast who come from many different countries. It was important to us that we have racial diversity in this cast, that the audience watching would see themselves reflected in the story as we are made up in the body of the church mm-hmm. of peoples of all skin color. And you will see that the disciple of John the Beloved is played by an African actor, Mary Magdalene played by an African actress, and Paul, my husband always laughs when I remind him that we cast Paul out of Ireland. I myself am Irish, but a beautiful cast mm-hmm. who bring together their talents and who bring such nuance and such feeling to these roles.
We were talking earlier and you said about half of the program is straight from Scripture and the other half you need to fill in. I know that you've got to walk on cracked eggs. I mean, you're doing tiptoeing because people can be offended or they say, well, you don't know this. You talked about bringing on a team of experts. Was that difficult? Do you have to labor over those decisions of do we say this and how do we stick to the Scripture and yet really flesh out an entire story that can last 12 episodes?
Yeah, well, I mean, clearly, for the example you've given of the wives. So here we want the story of our faith, of Jesus and the disciples and the Acts of the Apostles, to be easy to relate to and feel like you recognize these people. Mm. And therefore, you need to add the layers of their normal life. And therefore, by telling the story, the domestic life between Pilate and Claudia, his wife, we know of Claudia because of the dream in the Gospels, and Leah, the wife of Caiaphas, who happened to be the daughter of Annas, who was the high priest before Caiaphas. So you notice that Caiaphas wasn't a bloodline priest. But Caiaphas and Pilate, by the way, were both fired in 35 or 36 AD, in the same 12-month period, which is amazing. And then Jonathan, who was Leah's brother, became the high priest. It went back to the bloodline. And so you look at it and you think, wow, 2,000 years later, we've got different transportation with cars and aeroplanes. Our clothing has changed. What we eat has changed. Our media of phones and television and movies have changed. But people have not changed much.
Right.
Many people are still out for the power. And the line you use there about Pilate saying truth, what is truth, is because Pilate was looking for political expediency versus truth. Mm-hmm. And globally, many political leaders are still doing things out of political expediency versus just holding firm on a truthful decision. So lots hasn't changed. And you need to show that. In terms of half of it, it is certainly scriptural, and half of it is historical based, or filling in between the blanks of what their lives must have been like, what the fear was like. So taking a scriptural moment and making 10 minutes out of it, just with the feeling and the looks between people.
You know, when you talked about adding to the context of the scene, there is what's written in the Bible, and that's the base for it. I don't think people will object, and they certainly didn't in the Bible, to your extrapolating with what's going on. But what they won't accept is if something is written in the Bible that you ignore or skip over or contradict or say it another way. Right? Do you agree with that? Because if it's there in the Word, it's there in the Word. But if it's not there, you can extrapolate. Yeah, am I right about that?
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. And we have probably about 50% of AD where we pull directly from the Bible and the book of Acts. And then 50% of the story we are pulling in from the writings of Josephus mm-hmm. and other historians at the time. Yeah. And we're making assumptions about these other characters, to your point of having conversations with Pilate's wife and so on, to build a story that will carry us through these 12 weeks. And you know, I think that we've shared now the first episode with a number of small groups, and the feedback has just been extraordinary. I think that it satisfies the faithful. I think that we have been accurate and true to Scripture, and it breathes an excellence into the scale and texture of this great story that changed the world.
What we may have done through the Bible series and then Son of God the movie and now AD coming up, mm-hmm. I think we've probably, it's almost but given people a bit more permission to speak up more. And I think it was less about fear and more, it's just something that doesn't come up in dinner conversations in Hollywood, or it didn't, but now it does. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, people have been very supportive of me and Roma. Yeah, we have Muslim friends, Buddhist friends, Jewish friends. You know, all kinds of people make up the world.
But you don't compromise your own beliefs.
Dr. Dobson, you know very well we don't compromise.
I'm pushing a little bit.
we are as clear as can be. And I would say to you, the best one thing I would share with your listeners, our clarity and our being very out front and clear mm-hmm. on what we think has paid off. Because there's nowhere to go. It's like, as Roma said, there's nothing hidden here. It's not a hidden agenda. It's pretty clear, you know, and we are part of, quite frankly, the majority as Christians. Mm-hmm. And I think it's good for the Christian community to remember that we are, in fact, the majority. We may be harmless and peaceful, but we are the majority.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dad, I hate to do this. We are out of time for today. Will you two stick around for one more day?
Yes, we will. We're so glad to be with you.
Oh, thank you so much.
I appreciate everything you did today, and there's a whole lot more to say. AD, the continuing story, could easily encompass how many episodes? 100, maybe?
Well, we hope it goes many years and 12 episodes a year, and it could absolutely run 10 years. Survivor has now run 15 years.
Wow.
Touched by an Angel had over 200 episodes. So as long as the quality remains high and the viewers tune in, it could go that long.
Well, that's our prayer. Well, we'll have more next time.
And don't forget, this Sunday night, NBC, 9, 8 Central, AD, The Bible Continues.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.